G-minus 95. Drive-in, Birchwood, Colorado.
What the hell is he doing?
Mr. Bird asked, not really expecting Henry to have an answer as to why their friend Phil Norris looked set to roughly tackle someone in his bar, but unable to keep the wonder to himself. Henry looked towards the bar's rear exit and saw a very sharply dressed man standing alone and statue-like in the staff-only doorway. Despite the conspicuous effort to appear dapper, suit, tie, paisley-patterned pocket square and all, something about the man, likely in his mid-30s, seemed, well, skeezy was the word in Henry's mind. He didn't look like he could pose any kind of physical threat to Phil, or indeed the average man on the street, and if pushed to guess his occupation, Henry probably would have plumped for something like used car salesman or strip club promoter. Knowing all the sketchy and sometimes borderline activities Phil had been involved in over the years, the arrival of someone like this was an unexpected event rather than a bombshell-level surprise. While Phil could very conceivably have dealings with a man like this, Henry thought it very unlikely that he would be in any kind of financial trouble. His business interests had generated very significant income in recent years since Dan's alien-related fame had put Birchwood on the map, for one thing, and Henry had enough experience of the world to know that a man who looked like this one wasn't the kind who stopped by when money was late. The man was smiling, too, in a manner Henry saw as exaggerated rather than menacing. This smile faded in an instant when Phil arrived at the doorway and unceremoniously pushed his visitor through it, using the man's weight, and specifically his lower back, to engage the opening mechanism that usually required a deliberately placed hand.
Whoa, the man complained as he fell towards the ground. The fuck is this?
Phil pushed the man all the way through the doorway and to the floor before quickly pushing himself upright and ensuring the door closed fully behind them. The grill's patrons looked around at each other as if wondering if anyone had a clue what was going on, while Henry and Mr. Bird exchanged a very similar look with each other. Their confusion and interest lasted longer than everyone else's, which wasn't saying much, given that the general focus of the bar's patrons returned to the glasses in their hands and the TVs on the walls within no more than 5 or 10 seconds of Phil's sudden exit.
Go,
Henry said to Mr. Bird, not issuing an order but rather granting permission to a silent but obvious request.
If I try to get out of here in my chair when it's this busy, that'll only bring more attention to whatever the hell is going on with that guy. You can get out pretty quick.
Mr. Bird scooted all the way around the booth and rose to his feet.
What do you think is going on, Henry boy? He asked. Phil doesn't get angry like that often, especially in public. It's not going to be a debt, but do you think it's maybe blackmail? Maybe that this asshole somehow knows something about, you know.
Henry McCarthy's expression fell as though Mr. Bird's theory had opened a trapdoor in his mind.
Fuck,
he grunted, backing up his wheelchair and slowly turning it around. Mr. Bird gulped, concerned that Henry wasn't dismissing this fear out of hand.
Walk ahead and clear a space for me to get back there, Henry requested. Because if this guy knows something and he drove here to hold it over Phil's head, the son of a bitch is never getting back in his car.